Hey, Ash. Hey, Darren.
I'm so tired.
Oh, my God.
Guys, Chella got us.
Chella got us good. We're Chella unwell. Chella got us
good.
Good.
I'm unwell. So buckle up because...
You're in for a ride.
But I will say, my voice sounds sexy.
You should be on the, like, smooth jazz talk show.
What's that one? What's that one? It's like 103.5.
94.7.
Her name's, isn't her name like Karen? No, Ash. Her name's like Karen or something. And then she, at night, she reads like stories from like, she's like, hey, Jenny, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Ken wants you to know. He'll always be here for you. You know what I mean?
That's what I feel like. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was such like a thing back in like the 90s where like people loved listening to the radio. I don't remember the last time I actually listened to the radio.
Yeah.
So, wild.
Everyone, you're welcome. I'm going to put you to sleep today.
Turn up the speakers, guys.
Turn up the speakers. You need to match my level of sexy voice.
Turn up the speakers, guys.
You can't.
I can't go that low. I do love a good, like, raspy voice. Moment. I always love when I get kind of sick.
It's like Phoebe when she gets sick and she's like, what is it? All sticky of a
sudden,
shoes?
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm like, so mysterious.
Yeah.
Who is she?
I already have kind of like a raspy voice. So like when I do get sick, it's like extra just like sultry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anywho, hello everybody and welcome to Unsolicited Advice.
Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice.
The podcast where y'all send in stories, we read them, we comment on them, and give you our unbiased advice.
Unprofessional,
unbiased, but genuine, the most genuine.
Our heart and soul is behind
the most
every advice that we give.
Yes. Before we get in, just a friendly reminder to send us your stories.
We can't help you if you don't send them in.
Yeah. It could be like anything, though. It could be like, oh, my gosh, this weird situation happened at work. What would you have done? Like short stories, long stories, all the stories, funny, sad, serious, everything.
Yes.
So send it in. Where can they send it at?
They can send it at... Oh, no. AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Gmail.
Get it in.
Please send them in. We would love to have them. Also, fun fact, we have an Instagram. And you should follow us there if you want more of us, because we're a riot.
We are.
And then also you could
holler.
Experience, you know, we also have our own personal socials where you could see us thriving at Coachella. why our voices are like this right now.
Harry Styles did this to me.
Yeah.
He did it.
Do you want to, should we give a little Coachella recap?
Yeah. Coachella was, well, it's so interesting because, like, I definitely think Coachella's, like, changed over the years.
For sure. Yeah. Also, it's been 2 years.
It's been
TikTokers
2 years.
TikTokers weren't a thing when we were there last time at all.
I was dying. Like, at one point, I was standing in line, and I look over, and I'm like, why do those boys look so familiar? And it was those, have you seen those TikToks where, like, the elevator opens, and it's like, what would you do if, like, we walked in the elevator? And it's all these, like, cute boys, whatever. So it was like a few of them, right? And like one of them looked at me and smiled, and I don't know why, I just started like laughing because I was just like, this is weird. Like the fact that like you're famous for being like thirst trappy, you know?
It blows my mind that TikTok was not a thing the last time we went to Coachella.
Yeah.
And now all the parties were just full of TikTokers.
Oh, that's like all that was there was TikTokers.
We got VIP tickets. Everyone in VIP.
Yeah.
They're all TikTokers. It's just so wild how quick
that platform,
like, the last
took
2 years,
off.
Yeah. Like, have changed everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wasn't a Megan Thee Stallion fan before, I 1,000% am now.
Oh, she put on a show.
I've always liked her music. I, like, love her now. I thought she was incredible. I thought her performance was incredible. She was one of those. The difference between her and, like, other performers was she just full send, like, her entire thing. Every song was so intentional and purposeful, and, like, she danced so hard for every single one, and she was working.
Well, also, I think people, like, who perform at Coachella forget how big of, like, a stage and venue it is. So, like, when it's just one person up there, unless you are just, like, an iconic person, like, you have to, like, you have to give the people, like, something.
You gotta give a lot,
So, which, like, usually I will say I was a little bummed this year with the lineup just because, like, I mean, me and Ash are, like, really into music and bands and stuff. And there was, like, no bands. It was, like, a lot of just, like, single performers.
Artists.
And a lot of, like, really mainstream stuff. So that was one thing I was a little bit sad about. Like, I felt like Coachella was more just, like, oh, I'm with my friends and I'm going. Versus, like, years before, I'm like, oh, my God, I get to see this person, this person, this person.
Yeah.
So I was, like, not really excited musically other than, like, of course, like, it was great seeing, like, Harry Styles and, you know, like, a couple of, like, the big performers. But, yeah, that was, like, my one thing where I was kind of, like, bummed about. Also, I wrecked my feet the first day, so I was, like, not well.
Taryn was out of commission all weekend because you wore shoes that weren't the comfiest. So she had horrible blisters all weekend. I crushed it in the shoe category. I don't know why. I wore the comfiest shoes all weekend. I was fine. It wasn't until, like, the end of Sunday that I was like, okay, I'm feeling it.
Which,
you know?
Like, most people by the end of the day.
Yeah. But I, like, wore sneakers the whole time. I didn't bother with boots or I've done booties in the past. Waste of time. You can't walk. You can't walk.
For sure. For sure. I saw a girl in, like, straight up heels and I was like, how are you alive?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
But
awful.
Also, I felt so old. This Coachella.
We are.
Because I was just like, my allergies. It was so funny. I, like, my friend Tommy came up and he was, like, sneezing nonstop. And I definitely felt like I was, like, Mary Poppins of the group this year. Like, I had my blister kit with me. I was, like, dressing people's, like, blisters. Like, oh, you have a headache. I have Advil, like, whatever. So he's sneezing. And I was like, oh, my God, do you need a Claritin? He was like, yeah. So I hand him a Claritin and he takes it. And this girl walks by and she's like, yeah, bro, see you tomorrow. And he, like, looks at her and he's like, it's a Claritin. Like, but she was just thinking
she's
it was, like,
thinking
some crazy
Molly.
Drug. Yeah.
Some E.
The difference between, like, us at Coachella and everyone, but
the stand is always wild, so allergies
oh my God,
were
nuts.
In like full
force.
It was bad.
But we're back.
We survived.
I'm not recovered. I stupidly scheduled a biopsy on my neck, like, literally, like, 2 days after I got back, so I'm not only, like, physically, emotionally drained, but like my neck is throbbing. So it's just been like,
we're in a rough spot.
It's been a week.
But we're in a rough spot.
We're recovering. We're recovering. But yeah, so we're back and now we're back in business. Let's go. We stop. Let's UA stops for no one.
UA stops for no one.
We're like, we are recording today.
We're getting through it. We're doing the damn thing.
No makeup, no voice, but we're going for it.
Well, normally we go into the Tearing It Up segment at this point. Mm-hmm. This is the funny part where you guys send in hilarious, embarrassing stories and we just all get a good laugh at you collectively. So if you have anything funny that has happened in your life that you want to share, please send it in because we would love to laugh at you. But... With you. Today, I figured Taryn can go ahead and share something that happened to her this weekend. Speaking of Coachella, I wasn't there for this and I'm devastated. But everyone in our group went out of their way to come up to me and say, yeah, it was bad. And I was like, oh no. I wish someone got it on film. Out of all of the YouTubers in our group, no one caught it on film.
Okay, so in their defense, we were running... to go see Carly Rae Jepsen. Uh-huh. And, you know, the field is massive.
It's
like
so big.
A massive field. And I actually did get a picture of the hole with Kaylee put her fist in it because we were dying. But I'm running across the field and all of a sudden my ankle just straight up like bends in half and I like Superman fall into the field, right? And I'm laying, I'm literally laying on the floor. And you know, like I think Murph and Kaylee were with me and they're like, okay, like pop up, pop up. And I'm laying there and I'm like, is my foot still attached to my body? Like, I literally, it hurt so bad.
No.
And then we look behind and then we're all dying because there's this like, probably the size of like a softball, like, mm-hmm. you know, like a, just a hole in mm-hmm. the grass. And like, what are the odds that my heel of mm-hmm. my shoe just mm-hmm. lands directly into it? But yeah, I fell so hard. Like, it was like hard enough that everyone in the vicinity like froze. Like, nobody even laughed. That's how you know it's bad.
Yeah.
When, like, no one even laughs. Everyone just stopped to be like, are you okay? And then, like, the crowd moved on when I just was, like, laying there, like, I'm just going to lay here a minute. I just need, like, 5 minutes.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
I got a text. Taryn texted me and was like, so I fell.
I fell.
I was at a brand deal that I had to go to for my partnership with them, and I couldn't be there for that. But she texted me and is like, so I fell.
Dude,
and I was like, oh no. And then I get there and one by one, everyone comes up to me and goes, oh my God, that's a giant hole.
It's a huge hole.
We'll post it for you guys on Instagram. It's a giant hole. One by one, all of our friends come up to me and goes, did you hear Taryn fell? And I was like, yeah, I heard. Was it bad? And they were like, oof, it was really bad. I was like, oh my God.
I fell at Alicia's party. I'm like waiting.
Oh my God. We just did a Tearing It Up with you falling.
It was the same ankle. So I think that's why I was fazed so much because like my ankle was just starting to like build back strength.
Yeah.
But man, I broke my ankles. It was terrible.
I broke my ankles.
It was terrible. But yeah, so that was my Tearing It Up. It was embarrassing. If you were at Coachella and saw a girl go flying, it was probably me.
Yeah.
But I'm fine.
Don't worry about her. She's good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and dive on in. Did you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I have no preference.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
This one is titled The 20s Blues. Somebody point me in the right direction.
20s, like she's in her 20s.
The 20s Blues. Somebody point me in the right direction. Mm. They write, Dear Ashley and Taryn, I am 20 years old, almost 21, and in desperate need of some big sister advice from the two girls who have kept me company since the beginning of the pandemic when I discovered this beautiful podcast.
Okay, why was that like the sweetest statement ever?
Let's begin with me providing some brief context for the story. As I said, I am 20 years old and have lived in the same Midwest city for most of my life. I'm currently in my third year of college working towards my bachelor's degree in environmental science. While I am passionate about the environment and enjoy the classes, I do not know if I see myself pursuing it as a career right now. On top of that, I also work part-time for a local small business. At the beginning of 2022, I did what most third-year college students find themselves doing, applying for internships. As I was applying for internships, I had a revelation where I began to acknowledge what I actually desire out of my life. This revelation first began with what I want my career to look like, and quickly spiraled into me laying on my bedroom floor, staring at the ceiling, contemplating the meaning of life and what my life purpose is. That's
we've
heavy.
All been there.
That's
we've
heavy, but we've
there.
All been there.
Yeah.
After my bedroom ceiling became boring to look at, I was still left with so many questions. All I do know is that I cannot work for a corporate 9-to-5. Desk job for the rest of my life. No shade, it's just not for me. I am terrified of working at a job that I hate because I grew up with two parents who openly chatted about how much they hated their jobs, and I want a better life for myself. I want to travel the world and explore new cities and live in different places and meet new people. I have so many hopes and dreams and possibilities in my head of where I could end up or what I could do, bringing me to the much needed advice. She puts, I love this, her question is in all bold and caps. How do I discover or find direction in my life when it has been dictated by outside sources, she adds in parentheses, parents, the school system, etc., for so long? How do I pick and choose between the millions of possibilities in my head, and how do I feel confident in that decision? How do I discover who I am and not who or what the world wants me to be? I feel like I am about to be thrown into a world and expected to know what I am doing and what I want to do with the rest of my life. And just simply, I don't know. For a girl who loves to have a plan and be in control, I feel like I have neither of those things right now. And any advice would be greatly appreciated. With love, Anonymous. She adds a PS, before you mention it, I want to acknowledge that I know that I'm, quote, young and, quote, have my whole life to figure out what I want to do. Yet I have come to realize over these past few months how precious life is and that time is not guaranteed. And I want to live my life now and not look back at my life with any regrets.
Yeah.
I really appreciated the PS because I was like, yeah, that's probably the first thing we would have said would have been like, you're 20, you know.
But it's nuts. Like, I remember... I think I've always been really good at putting myself in like other people's shoes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because even though like, of course, that's like your first go to is to be like, you're so young, you have so much of your life ahead of you.
Then you
like,
blink. People also say you blink and it's gone.
Yeah. I remember being in my 20s and I was in a relationship. I literally thought I had my whole life planned, like when I was getting married, what I wanted to do and all these things. And it's nuts to me to see how my life is so different now. But at that time, it didn't take away from like me feeling like so final about like everything I was doing. So I think it's sometimes like, especially when we're talking to people who are younger than us and who it's very easy for us to be like, oh, honey, like just wait it out. Mm-hmm. But that's not helpful, like
at all,
for people who feel like, no, this is my life and these are the stresses I have. Like I feel pressure to choose my future right now.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't help that, oh, you changed your major 5 times and it took you 7 years to graduate college, aka me. But it's like me in my moment right now, like I'm struggling. So yeah. I think it's important to remember that, because I think you're right. Like that is our go-to of like, you just give it some time. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. Like, oh girl, wait till you're in your mid-20s. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
We'll go ahead and say it and get it over with. 20 is a very confusing age.
Yeah.
So it does make sense that you are going through this at that age.
Yeah.
Because it's such a huge transformational time in your life. So that being said, I do think that as a society, we put so much pressure on like career. I remember even in high school, all my friends knew what college they were going to. They knew what they were going to study. I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. I couldn't even figure out what city college I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what my career path looked like, because I could barely keep up with high school, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I also felt that pressure even at high school. Got even worse in college. I remember sitting my parents down while I was at my junior college and telling them I was going to drop out because I couldn't figure out what I was doing. It felt like a waste of time and money and energy. And, you know, they were supporting me as much as they could, but I didn't want to waste their money on something that I couldn't even figure out.
No, it's so true.
So I ended up having to take a break, which with the majority of my friend group, I think was looked down upon from quote dropping out of college. But I had to do what was right for me. And I know that it had a bad stigmatism to it. And like, oh, if you drop out of college, like the statistics of like where you're going to go in life is what people say, like drop astronomically, yeah, according to, you know, your college advisor.
Yeah.
So that weighs heavily on you as you're sitting there trying to make these decisions. And then eventually I did get my through college and it did take me 6 years. But what's hilarious is I'm not doing what I went to school for. I ended up going to school more for like a pride thing. I was like, okay, I'm so close to finishing. I have to stick it out and get it done. But what I ended up doing was so far beyond what like school even was. And especially at that time, influencing and YouTube was brand new. So when I told people this is what I was going to do, the amount of people.
Oh, I cannot even imagine.
We're just like, but that's not a job.
Yeah.
And that's not safe. And that's, you know, God bless my parents for being so understanding. But anyone else outside that I told, honestly, I think looked at it as very like cringy.
Yeah.
And I think what would be helpful for you, Anonymous, would be to figure out what it is that's holding you back. Because looking back, all I wanted to do was make YouTube videos. But what was bothering me and holding me back was thinking about what other people would think mm-hmm. of me dropping out of school, mm-hmm. thinking about what other people would think of me not knowing what major I wanted to do, and thinking about what my other friends would think about me posting YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Eventually, I had to come to a place where I was like, let them say it's cringe. Like, let them judge me. Let them think it's stupid. Let them think it's a waste of time. This is what I feel like I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And I'm so happy I did, because I'm still doing it, and it makes me very happy. So I think it's almost just as important to figure out what's keeping you from jumping ship on the corporate world and doing something different.
Yeah, and I think, like, it's so weird because I don't know, like, I mean, with everything in life, right? Like, we have all these, like, unspoken standards and, like, forms of measurement for everything. Like, right? Like, even, like, the form of what society sees as beautiful or, mm-hmm. like, if you're hot, you have to be, like, skinny. You have to have, like, long, flowy hair. You have to be natural but also have, like, thick eyebrows. You have to, like, all these things. I'm like, who is on the board? Like, where is the meeting just happening?
Who's deciding this?
That's voting all this crap, yeah. right?
Also, but what person has all of those features? No girl. One. Something's fake.
Me. So, like, not only that, but I think, too, in, like, occupation, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people will easily look down on people that are doing a job, like, you know, like one of my first jobs was like a waitress, right, at Red Robin.
Yeah.
And I think like it was always like, okay, but like when are you going into like your big girl job, you know? But like sometimes I look at, I'll go to eat, right? And I'll see this person that's like giving their all at their job. They are just glowing. You can tell they love what they do. And then I'll see other people that are in these quote unquote great jobs that are stressed, depressed, like not in great relationships, like not in a good place in life. And I think like it just goes to show that like there really is no right or wrong when it comes to what you go to in a career path. Mm-hmm. But I think also there can be different places for a job in your life. There can be a job that you literally are like, hey, I am doing this to make money and to have security and stability and insurance and all the things. Mm-hmm. But I don't love it. It's not my passion. But outside of work is where I pursue my passions.
Yeah.
Or you can do a job because it is something you're passionate about. And maybe you don't make as much money, but you're willing to sacrifice that to do something you love. Like,
yeah.
There's no right or wrong thing. It ultimately comes down to when you lay your head on the pillow at night, are you doing stuff in life that fulfills you and makes you feel like you're going down the path you're meant to?
Yeah.
So all of the pressure that is coming from everyone, at the end of the day, they're not the ones laying their head on your pillow, mm-hmm. and having to deal with your emotions, your stress level, your fulfillment, like you are.
Yeah.
So you have to strip everything aside and take time to really like feel out what matters to you. Mm-hmm. And that might be interning or taking an elective or dipping your toes in different things till all of a sudden you sit there and you're like, wow. And we all know, like we've all done it. Like, mm-hmm. I remember my first psychology class sitting there and being like, I've never been so intrigued and invested in something in my life. And that's how I knew I wanted to do something where I'm helping people, right? Yeah. So it really is trial and error. Mm-hmm. And I think we look at schooling as like, oh, I wasted all these years and I'm not even doing it. No, those skills are going to come into play somewhere in life. It just might look different, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, a degree is a degree. And some jobs, all they want to know is you have a degree. They don't care like what it's in.
Yeah.
So either way, I think it's valuable. But everything that we do is inching us closer to a path, even if it has nothing to do with like the current step you're on.
100%.
So it's just perseverance, you know?
Yeah, I also think the common misconception is that your career is linear, but I really 1,000% believe that some jobs are there for a season, and you have your high school job, you have your college job, you have your like barista job, and then all of a sudden you like dove into assisting that came out of nowhere, but yeah. An opportunity presented itself, mm-hmm. and it looked like a better option for you. So you ended up turning right instead of staying on this path. And then when you had that assistant job, you ended up coming across another assistant job for someone even better. And maybe it's in an industry that you prefer.
Yeah.
Like maybe you're very into music and you end up being an assistant for, you know, someone who's very heavily in music, and that allows you to meet other people and get more invested into, you know, something else. But it's not a, I graduate college, I become an assistant for someone who works in music. It's like this weaving, winding road that presents opportunities for you to either take or leave.
Fully.
And you just have to be open to having change.
Yeah, even remember, I don't remember how long it was ago. It was like a few years ago, like we were having a conversation and you were like in this point in your life too where you were like, I'm just not feeling like I feel like something's missing. Like I miss having a job that I'm like going to every day. Mm-hmm. I miss having that structure. And you were even like, I might get a job at like a coffee house. Like do you remember that?
Yeah.
Cause you were just like, you were like, I feel a lack of something. And for you at that time, it was a lack of like a structured, like I know every day, like I have this, this, and this.
Yeah. To work around.
Yeah. And so like that was something, then you were like, okay, I'm seeing this void. How do I fill it?
Yeah.
And eventually, obviously you filled it in a different way. But I think that's like what we've talked about so many times. Like if you walk into a room and I look at you and I have feelings of justice, jealousy. I'm not jealous of you. I'm jealous of something you have that like I lack.
Which
right?
we've talked about jealousy so actually being times. A flag for something else, yeah. something that you're experiencing. Yeah.
So I think the same thing in job searching is like trying to find like, okay, like, why did I not like that experience? Was it because there wasn't like a community? So I need to look for a job that has some sort of community. Was it the hours? Was yeah. it I wasn't challenged, so I want a job that's harder? Was it I was too challenged, so I want yeah. a job that's a little more low key? Like it really is about dissecting everything and like yeah. sitting back and being like, okay, so here's the facts. So like, how do I like find something that fits into that, you know? Yeah.
I went to a bachelorette party years ago, met this girl, fell in love with her. We had like, we just clicked. It was mm-hmm. one of those things where we just, and this, what's funny is like, we hung out that one time, that was it. Yeah. I never saw her again. But we like clicked during that entire wedding situation. And we hung out and chatted and we were talking about, I was diving into YouTube at the time. She was an artist and she painted and she did digital art and she worked for these huge companies like Roxy, like Volcom, like all these surfer yeah. kind of companies because she was very much a surfer girl. She told me this was a job she loved, right? It was so overwhelming and hard for her. She quit and got a job at Trader Joe's for 2 years, just stacking cans. And she said that was the most transformational time in her life yeah. because she mentally, emotionally, like could not put out what she was needing to put out for all of these different companies. It was so overwhelming to her. She took a 2-year break, worked at Trader Joe's, stacked cans, became re-inspired, quit her job and dove back into art yeah. again. And it wasn't even her story specifically that struck a chord. It was that she wasn't scared of letting go and yeah. doing what she needed yeah. to do. And it in the like full spectrum, it helped her fall back in love with yeah. something that she loved, you know? So I think the moral of the story or the message that I'm trying to say is that it's okay to accept changes if it's in the best interest for you.
Yeah.
So like if you need to take a break after school and go travel and get that out of your system, there's yeah. nothing wrong with that. If you need to go try a random internship that doesn't make sense on your portfolio, that doesn't make sense with your career path, just to like know that you don't want to do it or to find out if you want to do it, like do yeah. it.
Oh, 1,000%. Now's the time.
So be open to these opportunities coming your way and just see how it resonates with you.
Yeah. And I think like to clarify, like both me and Ash, like with what we were saying, like we're not saying that like working at a coffee shop or Trader Joe's is like beneath anything. Like that's not the point. It's being willing to accept doing a job that's outside of like what your initial plan for your life was.
Yeah.
Because it fills that a different type of void that like you're needing at that time. Yeah.
I want to go ahead and say Trader Joe's employees are probably the happiest ones on the planet.
Why are they so nice? Yes. I know.
I would 1,000% do that.
I literally, this is a total side note, but when my grandpa had passed away, I went to a Trader Joe's and I was like having just like a really hard day. And the guy looked at me and he was like, hey, like, how's your day going? And I don't know what it was because like usually I'm just like, oh, I'm good, you know, whatever. But I like looked at him and I was just like, I'm having like a really hard day. Like my grandpa's funeral was yesterday. I don't know why I'm getting emo. I'm so tired.
Oh my God, I think I'm gonna cry, but it's just, okay.
So I was like, my grandpa's funeral was yesterday and like, I'm really having like a hard day.
Yeah.
And it was so, he just like, he acknowledged it, but he also like kept talking. And in our conversation, he was like, oh, like, do you like flowers? And I was like, yeah. He was like, what's your favorite flower? I was like, sunflower. And just kind of like rolling past, like whatever. So as he's finishing up, he was like, oh, hold on 1 second. He comes back with a bouquet of sunflowers and he was like, I hope your day is better and I'm so sorry for your loss. And I literally, I was like, thank you so much. And I literally walked to my car and I was like sobbing.
Yeah.
Because it was just like such a beautiful thing. Like I ended up like coming back the next day with like a card and chocolates and like left it with the manager because he wasn't there. But it was like just like the most genuine, like to have a stranger just like genuinely care, like, dang, yeah. you're having like a hard day. But yeah. But I've had like multiple interactions with people who work at Trader Joe's that are just like gems.
Yeah. We love Trader Joe's.
I mean to get emotional, but.
But Anonymous, I think the answer to how do I discover who I am and not what the world wants me to be, I think the answer to how do I pick between the millions of possibilities and like the answer to how do I discover or find direction in my life is to simply be open when possibilities and opportunities come your way. If it sounds scary or it sounds a little like off topic for you or a little out of reach for your career path, don't just say no to it just because of that. Like if it strikes a chord with you, it's worth pursuing.
Also, like I think in response to when people are coming at you being like, hey, I think this is a mistake, like you're gonna regret this, like blah, 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 blah. Like I think it's important to just be like, but it's my mistake.
Yeah.
Like it's my own mistake.
It.
Like
if you wanna do
this, if this turns out to be terrible, like at least like I will know. And like mistakes are like the things that form us more than anything.
I was also going to say, I feel like mistakes often lead to the bigger opportunities sometimes. Fully.
So I think it's really just like embracing. I think you need to like silence out people, like go on a long drive, go like sit on the beach, do something, write pros and cons lists, like just really like get in tune with you and how you feel and just take that pressure off. Because even though we said we're so against this, you are in like your younger years and everybody is feeling that too. Like I never thought I would be where I am now back then. My plan for my life was that I was on my way to marriage and to have my own private practice for counseling, which like literally opposite. But like that's the thing is like I'm so happy and fulfilled because I just kept pursuing like the things that made me happy and I found like fulfillment. And so I think take the pressure off of yourself one day at a time, really get in tune with who you are and like what you want, and the rest will fall into place.
Yeah, don't be scared to try new things.
Yeah, girl.
You've got this, Anonymous. I hope that was helpful. I know a lot of people are listening to this and being like, me.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, that's how I felt, even though I'm so much older now. I felt the exact same way at that age. That is so normal. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing.
Hey, guys. It's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this one is titled the, in quotes, who's busiest competition.
Ooh, that's a great title.
Right?
Ooh.
I know. Hi there, my name is Claire, and I'm writing to ask for advice for one of the relationships I have with one of my best friends. For some background, I'm an Enneagram type 9.
Not my people. My people.
The pause was so long because I gave Ashley a look that I thought she was going to jump in, but then she didn't. So then I was like,
it's either a 9. 2 or it's a 9.
What if I was like, no, it's a 7.
No, it's a 7. You okay. Should have known.
Recently, I moved out of state in order to obtain my master's in nursing. I'm really excited with my change of scenery, and I've been living on my own for the last few months. I have had so much support from my family, friends, and my boyfriend. However, I feel like I'm having a hard time connecting with one of my long-term best friends. I have always tried to support my friend to the best of my abilities. She graduated from college 1 year early and is just now about to finish up with graduate school. I couldn't be more happy and proud of her success. But whenever we get together, I feel like I am not able to share with her about what's going on with me and my new school. She makes frequent comparisons between our school and life schedules and insists that she is always going to be much busier than I am. This has gotten to the point where I don't feel like she supports me in my future career at all. The most recent time that we have met up, I tried to set a boundary so that I could hopefully try to avoid the who's busier competition that she makes in conversations. This mostly worked until we started talking about summer plans after graduation. She will be starting a new job and insists that her hours are going to keep her from having any free time at all. Meanwhile, I will be entering another whirlwind of a semester in nursing school, and I'm trying to keep my head afloat. I'm starting to feel drained every time I see my friend, and I'm frustrated since I was hoping that she would be more empathetic and interested about my life since starting school again. I feel really uncomfortable about confronting her, #9.
Yeah.
About how I feel since she is not aware of how she has made me feel unworthy when it comes to my achievements in school and my future. Personally, I don't think that I should be having this problem in the first place with someone I consider to be one of my best friends. What should I do? Should I wait for her to come around since she is always going to be #, quote unquote, busier than me, or learn to walk away and focus on me and my future as well as spending time with others who really support me? Thanks, the not-so-busy nursing student.
That's hilarious, because I'm pretty sure nurses don't get a break.
No,
especially, I had a friend that went through nursing school, didn't see her.
I did not see her. Insanity.
I've heard it's insane. And I mean, the job alone is insane, let alone school. Like, yeah. I heard schooling was wild.
Yeah.
So it's hilarious that she's making you feel somehow less than for not being that busy, which, hate.
Yeah.
Hate the tone. Yeah. I can hear it through your writing.
Yeah.
It's a sucky situation to be in because she's making you feel less than.
Yeah.
This doesn't matter who's busy or who's not. Like, that's stupid. Why are we even comparing that? What's stupid is how she's making you feel less than.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason, my little nine, you manage to muster up the amount of energy to have a confrontational conversation about this where you address her diminishing your passion and your job, then I think that's where I would direct it. I would be like, let's not with the busy stuff.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Why are we even discussing that? I want to talk about how you are making me feel like you have a much better job, a much better life than me.
Yeah.
Because that's not fair. And in fact, that's actually mean. That's just straight mean girl stuff. So like, if that is her intention behind it, which I pray to God it's not, then I think you need to leave.
Yeah.
Because that's not, no one needs to be dealing with that, especially in the middle of nursing school.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, I feel like I can relate to this to an extent because I think in the group, especially my group, like when I was out here in LA, I felt a lot of those feelings of, like, I think because, like, everyone was in, like, the same field and so, like would be talking about the same stuff, like, put value in a lot of the same stuff. It was hard for me to feel like my stuff was appreciated or, like, that people, like, genuinely cared. You know what I mean? So, which is really hard, especially when you're doing something you're very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Like nursing school, she's doing something where she's helping people, like she's pursuing what she wants to do. My job, like my like full-time job is like very much about like helping kids. And so there's a lot of stuff, like I have really hard days. I have days that I find like I had like a huge victory or breakthrough with one of my like cases. And so it was really hard for me because like I'd want to share about it. I think it was not as much that people didn't care, but that it just wasn't in the same wheelhouse of stuff that like everyone else was involved with. So it almost felt like isolating a little bit. And so I had to like find my way of being like, okay, if I really want to talk about something, then I need to like interject it. And if people respond in ways that's hurtful to me, then I need to like protect my like news I want to share and share it with people that do get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's okay to find those different people for different reasons, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that was like something I had to kind of like morph through. And that was with a group that like genuinely loves me and like never like tried to like intentionally make me feel bad. I think sometimes when people feel really guilty about stuff they lack in, like for her, maybe she's feeling guilty and knowing like she's not being a good friend at all. So her way of always being like, I'm so busy is kind of covering her own butt of like, oh, that's why I haven't been calling. That's why like I haven't really been there.
It's the excuse she needs.
Yeah, it's like she's needing to feel like, oh my God, well, my life is so busy, because she's either seeking attention from you or she's trying to cover her bases because she knows like she's not being a good friend. Yeah. Those are kind of two things that popped in my head when I read it, but I don't know.
I could see either one of those being the issue. But I do feel like there's a, I don't want to use the word malicious, but I do feel like, there's a sting underneath what she's saying. And again,
I'm always going to be busier than you. Like, that's such an unnecessary statement.
I'm only going off of what Anonymous has written, but like if that's what she said verbatim, there's something.
She did put it in quotes.
Okay. Well, damn.
Yeah.
Then in my opinion, I think she's being very mean, and I feel like you should distance yourself to protect yourself.
I agree.
Because you are actually in one of the busiest times of your life. Nursing school is hell, and that is like common knowledge. Mm-hmm. So you need to protect yourself and make sure that you are able to get through and finish school successfully. And if she's holding you back / being baggage in any way, then deal with her later. Like you have, it sounds mean, but also she's being mean. So you can be a friend, but it from a healthier distance where you can focus on school and not feel like you're being attacked for a job that you love.
No, I agree. And I think one of the things, like, people like her who I think, whether it's intentional or not, take advantage of the friends in their life that are, like, there, I think they're the ones that put themselves in risk of losing those people. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, I think, Claire, you need to set boundaries and step aside and start to look for people who like support and are going to gas you up in like something that means something to you. Does that mean you have to have this giant we're not friends confrontation? Like, no, I don't think so. I think you should voice and just be like, hey, I did it with Ash and Alicia. I literally was like, hey, sometimes I feel like I want to share my days with you, but sometimes like I get a weird vibe that like you're not interested. And they were like, we just don't understand. Like, we have no child development knowledge. So we're like, oh, that's cool. But like, we don't even know what like questions to ask, because we're like, we don't get it.
The best part is when Taryn would use acronyms. I'd be like, damn it. I don't know what that means. Oh my gosh,
I had an IEP today, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk for like 20 minutes and then Ashley would go, what's an IEP? And I would be like, oh my God.
Be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, Taryn, talk to me like I'm 12, please. Yeah.
But like, did you feel like that was a huge confrontation?
Not at all.
No, because I feel like it was me just genuinely being like, hey, like, I've been killing it at work and like, I want to share it with you.
Yes.
And I'm sure after I said that, even though like you probably, it didn't shift you into being like, oh, I can't wait to hear what Taryn's doing today. But I think when I did start to talk about work, you probably were like, oh, okay, I need to like give her that attention.
I would listen harder, because I obviously am proud of everything that Taryn does. But if I don't understand something, I also need to be like, hey, what is that?
What is that?
Because it is going to show on my face. I'm not going to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can be excited for you, but I need to also voice like, hey, can you break that down a little bit for me? What exactly happened? Like,
no,
I don't understand. So that wasn't a big confrontation.
No,
it was
I want to
tell you something that happened, and I'd appreciate if you listened. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And so I think as nines, every conversation feels like it's going to be a fight. So that's why I'm saying it. Like, I think that you can approach it in a gentle way of just being like, hey, I love you so much, and I'm not diminishing how hard your life is in schooling and your job and everything. Like, I'm so pumped for you and I support you. But like, if I'm honest, sometimes I feel like I'm not supported in return. Yeah. And like that there's this weird competition of like who's busier. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I wanted to let you know, like, I don't want it to feel like that. Like, I want to be able to come to you and share the struggles I'm having and you mm-hmm. to support me just like I'm going to support you.
Yeah.
And then it like moveon.com. Now, if she doesn't change or like seem to care that like you're sharing that stuff of what you need, then that's when you need to take the steps of finding other people. And that's when she's at risk of when she does decide to just magically become a good friend again, you might not be there.
Yeah.
And that's like the risk that happens, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion, like a gentle conversation. You're a 9, so I get it. I mean, you can give tips, Ash, but I feel like from what I've seen of you, like, think about what you have to say, like really verbalize, like, what is the main point I want to say, and either write it out and send it or just like practice that speech in your head so you can say it. But mm-hmm. I think it definitely needs to be at least like addressed.
Yeah, I agree with Taryn. Two things I want to say. 9s are very out of touch with their emotions. So anything that feels emotional feels dangerous. And I'm obviously a 9 and I'm still working on it. So if there's something that you have to say, find someone who's a safe person that you can practice saying it with, write it down, text it. Those are all safe things. One day, eventually, you'll get to the being able to talk about it in person. But like until then, there is nothing wrong with writing it out. And then I've said it on this podcast many times before, but Brené Brown has this beautiful quote of the story I'm telling myself is, technically, we still don't know if this girl is maliciously trying to undermine your career. So even though I think she's being mean, let's go ahead and give her the benefit of the doubt. And what I would do is I would use Brené's trick of saying, hey, the story I'm telling myself is when you say that I'll always be busier than you and that you'll always have this, you know, you'll never have time for me and blah, 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 blah. To me, the story I'm telling myself when I hear you say that is that my job is less than, I am less than, mm-hmm. and you will always be superior to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not how you're intending it, but that's how I'm hearing it. So I just really would love to clarify what you mean when you say you'll always be busier than me. And that puts her in an amazing position to save herself and say, that's not at all what I meant. I was just venting. I was having a hard day. Or
to become aware, like, oh, crap.
Yeah, like that gives her, she has two options. She either accepts it, apologizes, like, here's you, or she starts acting kind of weird and is a little fidgety, and that is red flag number one to start, like, slowly distancing yourself.
Or she'll get super freaking defensive, which is always so telling.
Yeah, when you're just like, cool, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I thought. And either way, that's the answer you need. It could be a good answer, it could be a bad answer, but either way, this is type of conversation that needs to happen, I think, for you to be able to walk away freely and know that you tried and you know, did your best, but you have to prioritize yourself now.
Yeah. And I think, like, from what I'm hearing, like, you're the type of person that needs validation, which there's nothing wrong with. I am too.
Most people are.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, like, I feel like most people would be quick to be like, well, you need to just be proud of yourself and know that what you're doing is great. Well, duh. Like, and hopefully you do know that. Like, and that is something you should focus on. But if you are needing that validation and like positive reinforcement from people, I think you just need to seek out who that is. Like, I know the certain people I'm going to call when I had a really good day at work that are going to be like so pumped for me. Like Ashley's mom, I love talking to her about my job.
I was just going
to
talk about my mom too.
Because she asks me so many questions. She's always like so fascinated by what I'm saying. And then she always ends with being like, that was so beautiful that you could be that person. And I always end up getting emotional because a lot of my job is very like unseen. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to share about my job without it feeling like I'm like bragging about certain things. So I need those people that I can like every once in a while just like have those reminders of like what I'm doing matters.
Yeah.
And it's okay if it's like not your best friend. Like it's okay to like find someone else to do that too.
I go to my mom for very specific things. I go to my sister for very specific things. I go to you for very specific things. I go to my dad for very specific things. Like there's my whole circle of people in my life. I have very specific talents and gifts that they can pour into you. And when I need help,
I run to my mom.
Yeah.
I don't run. I sprint to my mom because she's so gifted at just listening and caring and just giving the most sound advice. And like, I'll always go to her first and no like mean way, but before my sister, probably before Taryn, like that's just, she's my mom and she's so good at it, you know? And I'll go to my sister for work stuff. I'll go to you for friend stuff. Like there's just, I think there's nothing wrong in having friends that you allow to pour into you with what they're good at, you know, and 1,000% going to them for that.
I 1,000% agree.
Someone get this girl a shot of espresso.
I've hit my quota. We were going to record 2 episodes today. And on the way, I texted Ashley. I was like, I can't do it.
She said, I can't do it.
I said, I'm hurting. I can't. My neck. This is great because I can move my neck to the left a lot easier than the right. So like, it's so perfect. Like,
poor baby. Anyways. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Friend drama is always the worst.
It is freaking the worst.
But I really do think you are seeing this with a lot of clarity, and I really do think that this is going to be very beneficial if and when you do end up having this conversation. I think it's going to be so, so clear to you where this person belongs in your life.
Yeah. No, I fully agree.
I'm excited for you to get that clarity and to moveon.com.
Moveon.com. Here, I'll end with a dad joke. I feel like I haven't... done a dad joke. Oh my God, I'm done. Ouch.
Yeah.
Dad joke in the last couple episodes, have I? I have no memory of it.
We blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out. What do sprinters eat before a race? If you say sprint, I'm gonna die.
What do sprinters eat before a race? Runny peanut butter. Runny.
I'm sweating.
Banana split.
Nothing. They fast.
Run. Guys, thank you so much for making it to the dad joke. Things are getting weird over here, so we're gonna call it quits, but be sure to
Be sure to stay tuned.
We'll talk to you guys in the next episode, which will be coming soon. We love you guys the most.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.